Thank you, Mara. So exciting to see those good reports of what God is doing. Just a few more announcements. Reminder that there is the offering on the back table here in the sanctuary and in the overflow. Thank you for your continued faithfulness and giving. And also on those back tables is our new updated directory for this year. So feel free to pick one of those up, and that way you can stay connected to everyone in our church family. One more quick announcement, and that is that we will be having a Good Friday service on April the 7th. It will be at 7 p.m. Not a long service, but a time to be able just to reflect on the work of Jesus on the cross. Now, there is a little bit of an additional time after, and so, Isabel, if you would share, you could even just share that right from where you're at if you want.
Hi, everyone. I just kind of wanted to share something that God actually put on my heart last year. As I was reading the account of Jesus in the garden, a couple things stood out to me, and it was that three times he tells his disciples to watch and pray, or stay awake and pray with me, and that really kind of hit me a little bit hard, because I feel like a lot of times I'm choosing sleep over waking up and spending time with the Lord, and so it kind of prompted this idea to have a special time set apart to stay awake and pray. And so we, myself and a couple of the young adults last year, took on Good Friday into the evening a time to just worship and pray together. And I wanted to do that again this year, and invite you all, if you feel led to join. We'll be starting right after the Good Friday service. So that'll be pretty late in the evening, maybe 8 o'clock, 8:30. And we'll just be going through the evening, not a set end time for that, just kind of creating a space for God to show up, and we believe that he will, and if you feel led to join us in that, I would invite you to do so. I'm excited for it, so.
And thanks, Isabel. Look forward to that opportunity. Thanks for including us in on what the Lord prompted you to do. Hear the word of the Lord, and even as we would do, if you would be willing to stand with me to get a focus as we come in, a focus of worship as we come to the Lord. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6 says this: "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care." Let's join together in prayer, and then we will enter into worship. Father, we do come rejoicing that we are the sheep of your pasture, the flock under your care. We acknowledge you, Jesus, as our good shepherd. Lead us this morning. Restore our soul. As we worship, meet us here in this place. We come to sing, we come to extol you, we come to lift high your name above all names. And Jesus, as the good shepherd, and we the flock under your care, we are aware as well that your sheep know your voice, and they listen, and they follow. Through this time of worship, through our gathering around your word, may we hear your good voice to us. We come against every distraction, every spirit that would seek to oppose the knowledge of Christ and our ability to hear the voice of our shepherd this morning. And we bind you in the name and the authority of Christ, and we say, Jesus, by your spirit, only you do we want to hear. Speak, Lord. For we, your servants, we, your sheep, under your care, we need to hear. We come to lift high your name. Inhabit our praises, we pray. And all God's people said together, amen.
see the work of your hands. Galaxies spinning, a heavenly dance. Oh God, all that you are, so overwhelming. I hear the sound of your voice. All at once it's a gentle and thundering noise. Oh God, all that you are, so overwhelming. I delight myself in you, captive.
Friends, there's good news this morning, and we will come back to that. but that unashamed because of his mercy. The scriptures declare in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace you have been saved. Friends, this morning there is the opportunity for the fresh mercy of the Lord to be poured out. And sometimes we can run away from the presence because we feel unworthy, but there is fresh mercy this morning. And so even in a moment of prayer together, would we search our hearts and allow the Holy Spirit to bring anything to our attention that may be keeping us from the presence of Jesus, our conscience condemning us, the enemy condemning us, that would say, I'm not worthy of his presence this morning. And so, Holy Spirit, we do welcome you to come and to do that work in us, to bring to our minds anything that the enemy would be using, or even our own conscience, our own shaming thoughts against us that would say, we are not worthy of the presence of the Lord. Spirit of God, would you bring that to our mind? And Father, this morning, would you remind us of this truth deep within our soul, that because of your great love for us, that your mercy has been poured out, and that you have made us alive with Christ. And so, Father, this morning, through your Spirit, we receive afresh the mercy of God. For your blood, it speaks a better word. And so may the mercy of God cast away all shame, cast away all condemnation, cast away everything that our conscience would even come to condemn us for. For if it's under the blood of Jesus, you have set us free. We receive your mercy afresh. We delight ourselves in you, unashamed, because of your mercy. We receive it afresh. Meet us as we continue to worship. We thank you for your mercy, Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen. If we could just continue to sing that for a moment, and just continue to delight ourselves and the one who overwhelms us.
I delight myself in you, in the glory of your presence. I'm overwhelmed by you.
No one more glorious. You are glorious. so, Lord, as we reflect on that amazing truth, that we can run into your arms unashamed because of your great mercy, that we are blameless in your sight because of your blood, Jesus. As we reflect on that amazing truth, Lord, may we also offer that same mercy to others with arms open wide, receiving our neighbors, allowing them to be unashamed, running into our arms, Lord. May we look at each other, Lord, through your eyes, with love for one another, because your mercy is so great. Lord, help us to be more like you. In Jesus' name.
Give me Jesus, give me Jesus, who can have all this world, but give me Jesus. In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning. Jesus is in. Spirit moves and breathes all around. gentle love calling me closer still, closer still. Jesus, you're guiding me to your will, to your will. All the heavens are singing along with the saints and the elders, in glorious song, and the praises they sing never seem to get old. And I'll stay here forever singing, holy, holy.
Torn and the door.
voices in this room. Making this place I stand holy ground, holy ground. So Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you have torn the veil, that you have made a way for us to be in your presence, Lord, that we can come boldly into your throne room, Jesus, as your sons and daughters, Father. And so, Lord, we ask that, you know, as you are calling us closer and closer to yourself, that you would open our eyes and our ears to just hear, Lord, and see what you're wanting to speak, what you're doing in our hearts, in our church, in our community. Lord, we just want to meet you here. We just want to hear from you and see your face. Lord, and let us leave different than we entered in. And so, Lord, we seek you and we invite you to have your way. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello. If you could turn with me to Matthew chapter 4, verses 12 through 25. I'm going to use this. All right. Now when he, Jesus, heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. And for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. And he went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction among the people. So his fame spread throughout all Syria, and they brought him all the sick, those afflicted with various diseases and pains, those oppressed by demons, epileptics, paralytics, and he healed them. And great crowds followed him from Galilee and the Decapolis, and from Jerusalem and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan.
Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you, Jake, for reading. Thank you, worship team, for leading us. And at this time, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed for Children's Church with Ms. Steph and Ms. Mara.